You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. And it is Friday morning in Vancouver on a beautiful day. We're fortunate.
We'll kick off the show with some listener questions. The first one is from Alvin. Bob, you always said the U.S. dollar will become uncomfortably strong in the bust because it's the sovereign currency, or as we like to refer to it, as the reserve currency. And you also say that long rates will rise, but you never discuss how the U.S. government will need to increase the debt astronomically in the face of higher long-term rates. Won't this money printing weaken the U.S. dollar in a bust or long recession?
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. The other way, of course, is what I've done is look at the pattern in these things during a bubble, a great financial bubble, which we have had, and in the transition to a great, well, let's just be forward and call it a Great Depression, because that has always followed a great financial bubble. And the pattern is that the senior currency becomes chronically firm. It's bothering the hell out of everybody. And short rates, such as for T-bills, go down. Yeah, they're going down. And long rates go up. So far, long rates for treasuries have gone up, which is in line, but the speculative furies are still thinking there's no risk out there. And they have been buying junk bonds. Now, the symbol for that is J&K, and it set a high 5-6 weeks ago, backed off a little, and is kind of testing it. So the risk does not exist for lower-grade credits now, but who knows when it'll change. It's all the and enthusiasm about risk is in the markets now. Therefore, the markets are risky. Hey, that's quite a line.
Two questions from Michael. Hi, Bob and Jim. President Trump signed an executive order creating a presidential working group on digital asset markets. He intends to prevent the Fed from creating its own digital currency and instead will create a national Bitcoin stockpile. Additionally, some lawmakers are proposing that the Fed sell some of its gold to buy Bitcoin. Bob, I'm confused. I understand gold, a tier one asset in international banking, is steadily being acquired by central banks in recent years. What is the logic behind replacing gold with a digital coin invented in 2008 to back the U.S. dollar and treasury market? Bob, is there some form of artificial intelligence beyond human comprehension behind this plan, or is this more likely a medieval alchemist trying to turn lead into gold?
The last two sentences are really good. A form of artificial intelligence, yeah. You're great. Gold is the reserve throughout history, and certainly in banking. And by banking, I'm meaning, you know, commercial lending, banking, real banking. And then there was the invention of central banking with the Bank of England in 1694. And but the best working thing is to use gold as a reserve currency. And this business about fooling around with digital coins and other stuff is just, it's speculative thinking, let's put it that way, but our friend Michael is just putting this forward because it's what's floating around the street, and I hope it sinks soon, but Fed selling gold to buy Bitcoin, oh no, that's just painful to think of, but it's as Michael is pointing it out. Ironically, that's one of the concepts floating around the street. So yeah, no.
Another question for Bob: is the current market mania best described as irrational exuberance or just plain nuts?
That's it. This requires applause rather than comment. It's a very good line.
So is it just plain nuts or exuberance, Bob?
What's the difference?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your eye. The first one, burning Teslas add to toxic pollution, delaying L.A. return to fire-damaged properties.
Oh, yeah. Of course. EVs will self-ignite on their own, doing nothing. So then you had the terrible fire come along, and of course EVs are going to blow up, making things in that particular region even worse. So, and of course when you have an EV combusting, it's putting out all kinds of evil chemicals, and then it takes a lot of water in a couple of days to put them out, and then that water itself is all contaminated. Electric vehicles is a disaster.
With the LA fires as well, LA's burned homes weren't just homes, they were workplaces for thousands.
Yeah, that was a very compelling headline, that it's not just the homes. There were gardeners, window washers, home maintenance people, you know, the whole thing, that were working in some of those very fine homes. So it's a disaster all around. Yeah.
Yes. Also, if you're in the entertainment business, a lot of studio work is just done in your at-home computer system.
That's true. Yeah.
So publishing and scripts were lost and so on.
Well, there was an absence of water when it was really needed, and there was it's the state government that runs the water and didn't keep the... I don't think they've had any huge expansion in a reservoir in 40 years, and they keep talking about some valley up there and building a big proper reservoir, but it doesn't get done. So here we are, a complete disaster that has destroyed people's lives and is destroying the casualty insurers. I mean, it's bad stuff.
Also not mentioned, L.A. used to have underground aquifers that they would capture all the rainwater in, but those aquifers have been contaminated by all the fracking going around L.A. So
well,
it's contaminated.
I hadn't read
with
about that.
Of course, no one talks about it. There was a L.A. water supply, the Jack Nicholson movie about it, Chinatown.
Oh yeah, yeah, outstanding movie.
Right. But anyway, nobody talks about those aquifers because they've been contaminated.
Yeah.
Now, headline from Yahoo, China's worst deflation was in industry as supply glut persisted. Chinese consumers cannot replace worldwide consumers, can they?
Yeah.
They just
no,
don't have the
key words are supply glut. There's lots of things around these days.
From Bloomberg, Trump starts reshaping U.S. energy with deep focus on oil and gas. He wants to bring prices down, but if prices are low, who wants to drill?
Oh, no, there'll always be some oil or gas deposits that are productive at even at lower prices. You know, And then in Canada, a couple of years ago, there were two leading people from countries in Northern Europe that came to visit Trudeau to urge him to get on with liquefied natural gas and that they really needed it. And he said, no, we're not doing liquefied gas. It's bad for the environment. It's climate change, you know. So absolutely absurd statement with these leading officials from Europe asking for liquid natural gas. Now, just think how much Canada could be exporting now if a couple of years ago they'd had it open and started to build these plants and burning natural gas really is the least harmful of any sort of ordinary combustion. So it's very sad to see people with power and, well, who are idiots.
Well, you don't have to be an expert to know that burning natural gas is a whole lot better than burning coal. And because Asia can't get natural gas from Canada, they're opening more coal-fired power plants.
That's right. Yeah.
Now from CNN, historic snow amounts are falling in Florida, Louisiana, and Texas as once-in-a-generation storm hits.
Yeah, I like that one because it was about a decade ago when some expert in England said that children would never see snow again. So here we are, snowstorms right down into Florida and Louisiana. My gosh.
Yeah, I saw somebody skating down Bourbon Street because it was so icy.
Outstanding.
Oh, yeah, don't trip over the beads. Bob, anything else that's really caught your eye lately that you want to talk about?
Well, I like the progress of what's going on. You had that whack in the stock market to December the 18th. It just suddenly came in, a 10-day whack, the likes of which have not been seen since 1974. So that's a real heads up. And then we were looking for positive stock markets into the first quarter. Well, once Trump won the election, you knew that getting into office and him opening up the business would be positive for the market. So this is what we got now, and it's going to run. But what we always do is you get the timing on when it can run, and then you watch for when it gets overbought. It's not overbought yet. And then, as you know, we have in the gold sector, we have our list of junior exploration bets, and I think it's about 10 or 11, and they've been doing okay. So we made that list a year ago in December, and as a real practical way of getting exposure in the gold stocks. And once they lift off, you're going to get a potentially better performance than out of, say, buying the senior golds. And then you have the luck of the draw if one of those companies comes up with a discovery. And we did this way back in 1996, and we had a list of five exploration juniors. And one of them was Arequipa. And it, on a discovery, went to $30. And it was taken over, and the market cap was $1.1 billion on a penny stock. So this is where we really like our list of juniors, and those interested can get in touch, and we'd be glad to send it out to you.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Jim, always good to be with you, and have a good weekend.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.